What's up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer, host of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Busy podcast night for yours truly. I also have a podcast about to record over on our EG3 side, but right now, still rolling on the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, whether that is men's, women's basketball, golf, women's golf starting this weekend, and everything else in between the Pearl Project Podcast. First time listening to this podcast, again, thank you so much. And then we have seen a rise once again for this podcast, and it's because of you guys. So thank you so much. Continue to spread the word, especially your K-State fan. And for those living K-State fans living here in KC, Missouri, in the middle of this Mizzou and KU people around here, definitely try to get more listeners here on the podcast as well. So we are seeing another rise. Again, like I always like my favorite words that I usually like to say on either podcast, building blocks to continue to build, learn, grow for this podcast. It's been amazing rise throughout the last 2 years of this podcast. I was really amazed last year, despite the transition from Manhattan back to Kansas City. So I really appreciate it. I'm just blown away. People who listen to this podcast, me talking K-State athletics. No, I'm not close to the team like I usually was when I was with the when I was covering the team back at K-State, going to K-State. But still, like to bring coverage of K-State athletics daily. Pearl Project Podcast. Make sure you do like, subscribe, and hit the notification bell every time we post an episode, which is daily. And I mean daily, not just five days a week, every day, including Saturday and Sunday, and yes, all the, and sometimes holidays too, all the holidays. So definitely make sure you want to stay up to date with the latest coverage. I know we're not all in the recruiting and whatnot, but sometimes we'll dive into recruiting as well, what's going on. And recently, football just signed their transfer portal signees this past week as well, so you can go check that out as well. One of those actually is coming out this weekend, actually, and I'm about to probably at some point record another one, because I know I didn't record everybody, so I'll get on that as well. But thank you again so much for taking time out of your day, weekend, whenever this comes out, to listen to this episode, as this is the football edition of the podcast. Oh, don't forget, Podbean, other K-State bonus content, the channel, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3 E-D-I-D apostrophe S podcast. Again, that's G-R-I-E-R, the number 3 E-D-D-I-E apostrophe S podcast. And we talked about the last time we're talking about CSC. What's about this football team, right? Off the field, right? But we just got notified. I got notified of it. This was Kansas' announcement came back on Tuesday that Easton Kiltley, offensive lineman, and Brennan Mott were honored as the 2024 All-Academic All-American Football Team as they were selected by the College Sports Communicators there. Kiltley was named first team, and Mott was on the second team. So remember, we talked about this announcement was named because K-State had, five players on this list? And it was going to be dwindled between first and second team, whatever it is. And K-State has representatives on both teams. Kiltley, we'll start with him. Easton Kiltley, he transferred to K-State from North Dakota. Perfect. 4.0 GPA. His major is communication studies. He was the All-Big 12 second team honoree by the league's coaches, in addition to picking up votes for the Big 12 Offensive Lineman of the Year award. Yeah, Kiltley, we didn't really talk much about him throughout the football season. And that's probably a good thing because we had a lot to complain about in that football season. Obviously, we know K-State did not reach their goal of the Big 12. We know it. We all know that by now. But there are some individual accolades as well. And Easton Kiltley is one of those there as well. And he is from Stratford, Wisconsin, originally. He played all 13 games at left tackle. And, of course, helping an offensive line unit that set school records in rushing yards, which was 6.0, led by, of course, DJ Giddens, Dylan Edwards, the MVP of the Rate Bowl. And, of course, the emergence, a little bit of Joe Jackson, right? So you have those there as well. Brennan Mott, who was there as a freshman, right? It's great to see. You don't get this rarely now. And you want to see guys that come to your college, right, graduate from where they started. You see, I have mentioned the dreaded word transfer portal a lot, and I mean a lot, whether it's basketball, football, obviously, baseball, and all that other stuff, right? But look, you want to see fruits of labor pay off, and that's where Brennan Mott comes in. Iowa State. I've said that a lot this week on the podcast. Iowa City, Iowa, 3.63 GPA, major in finance, two-time academic all-district performer, 36 games for K-State. He started all of them this past year. Mott was named 2024 Big 12 Defensive Lineman of the Year in a Big 12 first-team honoree and earned votes as well for a Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year. As well, he led the conference with 85... not that many, but he led the conference with 8.5 sacks, 49 tackles, 11.5 tackles for loss, and then a pick. Oh yeah, that was fun. And a fumble recovery. He tallied a sack high against the cover behind win against Colorado this past year as well. And so, and of course, had that huge fumble against Kansas, which led to that game-winning field goal there by Chris Tennant as well. And oh boy, the record would be so much different for K-State, looking at some of them games this year. And I know the Houston was really frustrating. That was really frustrating. I know the Arizona State went on a heater late in the year, but that was a lot frustrating. Though that little two-game stretch late in the year was frustrating. But, again, congratulations, though. Brennan Mott played a huge role in that. So, Brennan Mott, a on-field standout and, of course, an off-the-field standout as well in the classroom, getting it done. Easton Kittley, Brennan Mott, Kittley, 4.0 GPA, Brennan Mott, 3.6 GPA, representing K-State on the All-American Academic All-American Football Team, as they announced that early on in the week. So congratulations to our two, Easton Kittley and Brennan Mott, representing K-State off the field. In a good way, they're getting that done. So, K-State kicking ass right now. Where that's football, volleyball, women's volleyball, women's soccer, women's basketball. I gotta go back to another, and I'm not gonna say dreaded because this is critical. Student athlete, you wanna focus on getting them grades and be a good athlete on the field. You gotta get it done in the classroom. Congratulations once again, representing us in the right way, Easton Kittley and Brennan Mott, for getting that done. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it wherever podcasts found. Free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record Kansas State content, folks. Again, Podbean app, we'll be back over there again. I might sneak over there again here to wrap up the week there as well. And then we'll bring on Alex here. Hopefully he'll be available on Monday. We'll talk shop here as the big basketball weekend there, as K-State men's and women's basketball team have hard opponents, tough opponents here to close out the week as well. And then, of course, for yourself as well, once we get reports on women's golf, as they open up their winter and spring schedule in Puerto Rico, women's tennis resumes their action as well. We'll have it all covered for you here on this podcast. That's going to wrap things up on this football episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Make sure you do, if you live here, especially, not just in Manhattan, Kansas, especially you live here in Kansas City, Missouri, get on board. You're a K-State fan? Spread the word about this podcast. We appreciate that. It's been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. Cats.